At the last day of the Party Congress, what is called the thinking of Xi Jinping was enshrined in the Party Constitution. Does that now mean that Xi Jinping is at the same level as Mao Zedong, who was the founder of Communist China? Well, that's what he seems to be aiming at. But there's still one crucial difference. Mao Zedong was party chairman, and Deng Xiaoping abolished that position. Party leaders since him are called general secretary. A biographer of Deng Xiaoping, Michael Dillon, has this analysis.
I don't think that Xi Jinping has won all the battles that he would have wanted to in this party congress. Mao Zedong was Mao Zedong, Chairman Mao. Deng Xiaoping positively rejected that title because he wanted to distance himself from a lot of the crazy things that had been done in Mao's name. I haven't seen any suggestion that Xi Jinping actually wanted to be chairman, but certainly he isn't. He's party general secretary. He's also state president, and he also chairs the Central Military Commission. So he's extremely powerful anyway, but the outcome of this Congress is that he has consolidated his power and tried possibly successfully to make himself impregnable and immovable, with interesting implications for the succession after the next five-year term.
Now, about this so-called thinking of Xi Jinping, what is that exactly? And these are guidelines as to how policy must be made, a reference, so to speak, a sort of Bible almost, on the basis of which the state will make its laws. But Dillon says Xi Jinping's thinking differs a lot from that of Mao Zedong.
The reason why there was such a thing as Mao Zedong thought is that he did attempt to put together a coherent philosophy based on Stalinist, Soviet-style Marxism. There's very, very little of that left in Xi Jinping's thinking. It's nationalist. It's about China being strong. There are things that one couldn't possibly disagree with, such as his opposition to corruption, his intent on improving the living conditions of the population and abolishing poverty. But a lot of the writing that has been published under his name is fairly banal. They're policy statements, not any brand new grand political theories.
So in concrete terms, China has a population of over 1.3 billion people. How does the Communist Party translate these policy statements in a way that they are acceptable for a massive public like that? Well, that's a huge challenge, and after almost 40 years of open-door policy and economic reforms, there's a lot of information about the West and also Western ideas that are taking root in China, and these ideas are not always in line with what the party wants. Now, I talked to Kristin Shi Kupfer, a public policy researcher with the Mercator Institute for China Studies, and asked her how the Chinese leadership will try to make this communist rhetoric more attractive.
The Chinese communist leadership has tried, since actually Xi Jinping came to power, to promote these ideology via new formats. They were producing videos, rap songs, online games, to really, first of all, change the format and make it more accessible to young people. And they also, content-wise, try to appeal to the patriotic spirit, saying China has made progress over the years and it's time for the outer world to also pay more respect to it, and also saying it's only under the leadership of the Chinese Communist Party we can tackle these huge challenges which are still out there for China to deal with.
And that was Kristin Shi Kupfer, a public policy researcher with the Mercator Institute for China Studies in Berlin, talking there to RFI.